Guys, if you're watching this, make sure you subscribe. If you want to watch the whole thing, you can watch it on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Welcome back to another episode of Saving Grace. Today, we've got Miss Georgia Harrison. Thank you, thank you. Hello.
Hello.
For those who don't know who you are, give us a little intro.
So, I'm Georgia Harrison. Oh, I started off on Towie, moved on to London, moved on to Love Island. Then I went on to do the challenge, X on the Beach, and I've just had my own documentary come out on ITV regarding revenge porn. So, I've been about.
Yeah, she's been on the streets, you love it. We're going to discuss all of this, but first, I want to go back to Towie, 2014. It was a hot minute ago. It was a fucking while ago. You came on as, was it Fran's friend?
No, so I came on actually as the person that snogged Lou Bloor in Marbella.
There's been a few.
Yeah, when he was dating Lauren, was it Pope?
Lauren Pope. Okay, so that's a great intro, to be fair, isn't it?
Yeah, and do you know what? I didn't know that they were together at the time. Yeah, and it was only a cheeky snog outside T-Boo.
Exactly, it's not a finger behind the bush.
So I was friends with Fran, but the intention of Towie was for me to come and get with Lou Bloor.
So is that how they basically scouted you for it? They kind of said, we want you to cause some drama.
So what they do is they'll speak to all the cast and they'll sort of say, look, put forward a boy and a girl that you think would be good.
Oh, right, okay.
So I guess like Fran and George Kazulu, Tom Pierce, Diags probably would have put me forward and Lou Bloor, but Lou Bloor giving me a cheeky snog in Marbella is what got me across the line.
Gave you that push.
Yeah.
Love that. The snog pushed you over there. I'm in for it. How did you know everyone before? Was it just because you all lived in the same area?
Yeah, like Fran, I went to primary school with and I was in her brother's year. So she was always like a big sister to me. And then Joey, Essex's dad, was very good friends with my dad when we was younger, growing up.
Fucking hell.
So me and Joe sort of met before he was on Towie and I was on Towie. And
you ever dated him?
We've always been friends.
Love that.
Yeah, we might have had a couple of cheeky snogs. But
living through you. Yeah, I really am. I love that. Did you find it quite like toxic to be in that Towie? Like, I don't know, because whenever I watch Towie, it's a lot of, especially back in the good day, like when you guys were on it, it was just a lot of drama. Mm. I'd have constant anxiety. Or did you like it?
No, I did have constant anxiety. Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Chronic.
It depends who you are, what you enjoy, and also if you're in a stable relationship on there.
You couldn't be, surely.
Well, it looks like some people are. Like, you see like Georgia and Tommy, like Dan and Amber, although they do argue a bit, they tend to have quite an easy ride of like all the romance stuff. But like with Towie, if you're filming, it's because you're having a row. And if you're not filming, you're worried you're going to get dropped. Yeah. So people will literally make things up just to have a row with you.
Okay, it makes sense. It makes sense. That's so stressful, though.
Yeah, I don't really like arguing.
I agree. Peace, love.
Yeah.
Rubber gloves. Do you keep in contact with anyone from the show still?
What, from Towie?
Yeah.
Well, Fran's obviously in my friendship group still, because it's like me, Fran, Olivia Atwood, and Nicole Bass. She was on Towie too. So that's like our little group. But apart from that, it's more of like, hi, if I see you out sort of thing.
Yeah, or bye. What was your favourite moment on the show, if you have one?
I think in my original scene, I can't, getting out of there. Can I swear on here?
Yeah, you can.
Getting the fuck out of there. No joking, I cried for days when they dropped me. Devastated. Probably one of my first scenes, I came in and I opened a beer bottle with my tea.
Everyone
quite liked that. So yeah, I think that was one of my favourite
moments.
You
always make iconic entrances wherever you go. Yeah. I'm here for it. So Towie, when you got dropped, was there a reason you got dropped or not?
I think honestly, it was just more like I've been there for another month.
Right.
I've been there for a whole nother. I'd done a whole series and then a whole nother one. But on the second one, I didn't have a lot of airtime. Mm-hmm. I didn't really have a storyline. I was about 6 years younger than everyone on there.
Fucking hell.
And I just don't think it really made sense for me to carry on. And I was also like a bit wild at the time. I was a bit of a pikehead. Yeah. I don't think that helped, you know.
Do you watch it now?
No.
I was going to say, because I think it's changed a lot now. I don't know. I don't think it's scripted, because I remember I went to one of the, what was it like? Not a premiere, but for the new series. And I was like, is it scripted? And they were like, do you think we could actually act off a script? And I was like, okay, fair. I understand that. I completely understand that. But the same drama isn't there. I want cheating scandals.
Yeah.
I want, don't know. I just want something.
But also, I think you want people that just don't take themselves too seriously. Like, oh, yeah. People used to be so funny on there.
Just not give a shit. Amy Charles getting for jazzles.
That's what I mean. Amy Charles, Gemma, Joey. It was all super lighthearted and I liked that. But I do keep up with like little snippets on Instagram.
Oh, cool. No, I'm not going to lie. I religiously watch it.
So. Yeah. Well, like, so I look at the comments, watch it, watch people's opinions.
Yeah, let me in there.
Yeah.
Love Island next.
Yeah.
You went in there. You went as a bombshell, which arguably could be the most stressful way to come in. I'd hate to do Casa Amor.
I was going to say that's the most stressful.
There's no way. Fuck that, respectfully. But you went into actually a terrifying group of people. You had Amber, you had Olivia Atwood. Do you know what? They were very big personalities in there. And you went in and just went, Kem, how was that? How was... So you got scouted for it.
Look, you know how hard it is to get on there, Grace. You have tried, right?
Yeah, yeah, we've all fucking tried.
Giving it your best shot. It was my second year. I never got on the first year. Mm. So the second year I did. And like the whole time I'm sitting in my office, like just thinking, I can't do this for another second. I just can't live like this, literally. No, honestly, I went to meet Fran when I was waiting to see if I went on Love Island and I was upset because I didn't get bought on the Casa Amor.
Right.
I was like, not just one bombshell they bought on. They bought on five. And not me. And she said that I got my Starbucks cup and my Starbucks coffee and I threw it at the wall in an alleyway. And I was like, I cannot do this anymore. Like, I can't live like this.
The anger was there.
I picked up the cup, right? I don't
need her. She's saving the turtles, I hear you. Yeah. It's just the frustration.
Yeah.
So when you were, obviously you got to sit in like whatever a place for 2 weeks. Did you know you were going to be a bombshell when you were in that little...
No,
place.
So you actually, you were at home the whole time. I was the last bombshell, right?
Oh, what?
So I always just had like a pile of summery shit sitting in my living room, with the hope that maybe my life would change and I wouldn't have to like pay for things at PLT anymore.
Yeah,
just fucking dreaming, you know? And then like they say to you, they rang me at 8 a.m. and I was at work and they said, look, you're coming on. We need you to get on the plane at 5 p.m. And I'm literally just like to my boss, like, look, bye. I've got to go. I'm a bombshell. And like, luckily, I worked.
What a statement.
Yeah.
I'm a bombshell.
I'm a bombshell. I worked for a CEO of like a very big company, a very like serious finance company. So they were so like proud of me and they were really encouraging. But I walked out the door, they were like, would you mind just deleting your LinkedIn? They made me delete my LinkedIn. I never got it again.
I'd do it on the plane. I'd be like,
they knew that we weren't like, they were like, we're really proud of you, but we just don't want to be associated with you because we know what you're capable of.
You were like,
and so when I got there, they kept me in lockdown for like 3 days and I didn't get to look at my phone. But when I got there, Amber and Kem had come out of Casa Amor and weren't on good terms. Kem had brought back another girl.
So you'd been watching it up until that moment.
Yeah, right, I've been watching it and I had voice that I found him very like attractive at the start. He was my type of boy, like cheeky, good looking, short like my dad. You know what I mean? They say you go for people like your parents.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know what I mean? So yeah, height matched up. And like, and obviously when I got there, I didn't know that by the time I walked in, they were boyfriend and girlfriend, but I'd already made it very clear to the producers that I would pick him if I got in because I'd always honestly thought he was the most attractive.
Yeah.
And then I got in there, everyone was coupled up.
Yeah.
They were going to hate me no matter who I said.
100%.
And I thought, if there's a public vote soon, I want to be with the most popular boy.
100%.
I'm not trying to snog him. I'm not trying to sit on his face.
So
I just want to be
because they won't vote
him
out as well.
Because they wouldn't vote him out,
Fuck it, that's great. Yeah, fair play.
Yeah, exactly.
That was where the iconic meme came from when she went.
Yeah, she was like that.
Love that. Was it, when you argue in the villa, do you shit yourself a bit? Because I'd be like, I've got to go home. I can't do the confrontation because you've got to see them.
It was horrific. I cried all night, cried myself to sleep.
Don't blame you.
It was so bad like imagine you're in a room with a few girls and they're all
all friends. Yeah.
You know, you're in a room with girls and every single one of them hates you, right? You don't know any of them, but single one of you hates you. What would you do? You would like sit on your phone.
Yeah.
You would like read a magazine. You'd watch the telly. You
avoid them.
Anything.
Yeah.
To not have to acknowledge the fact that everyone hates you.
Yeah.
But when you're in Love Island, you don't have anything to do. You just walk into rooms where no one wants to speak to you. Like, what do you do?
Nah.
Like spin a bit of grass. do some squats, and that gets old.
Yeah.
I was shattered. I was in the gym so much. I was tired. But no, I managed to break them down. And to be fair, Montana Brown was very nice. Like when she saw that I was very much on my own, she was like, look, I'm not having this. Like she's a nice girl. Nobody even knows her. I'm not going to sit there and watch someone be really isolated.
Nice
and
to
be fair, it only took me 24 hours to make them all like me.
And that's impressive.
Yeah.
100%. I'd have been out that door.
You've got to
persist. Did the producers, like, were they a bit like, do you guys want to go a bit easy on her or not?
No,
really?
Yeah, they did.
They did.
Well, yeah, when it was getting really bad, they called me outside whilst I was crying. And that's when they got, I didn't actually cry in front of the girls, to be fair. I cried outside and in the room because I didn't want them to smell my weakness. Yeah. But they got Montana to come out and they just really made sure that I wasn't in like serious distress. And they had to ring my mom because my mom was having like a panic attack, obviously,
really?
Watching me have a breakdown on live TV, then it just cuts.
Oh, yeah, next tomorrow night. Yeah. And you're still crying out there.
I'm still there. Still having a breakdown.
How would you rate your Love Island experience? Like, did you enjoy it?
Oh, I loved it. Yeah. I just thought it was amazing. I was so happy to be there and I just knew it was going to change my life.
Oh, yeah. Always does, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, 100, especially in that era.
That was when it was popping off as well. It was so, like, I remember every night at 9 p.m, I was like, shutting my door, no one's allowed to come in. I fucking loved it. What was your like favorite memory?
Oh, it's such a pathetic memory, right? But this is when you could, this is how my brain works. This is when you could smoke on Love Island. And
iconic.
We would literally, honestly, I don't smoke anymore at all. Maybe the odd vape. Maybe the odd
that.
Vape, right?
Yeah,
but I don't smoke cigarettes. But everyone smoked so much that in the end they had to ban it because it was like, it was obviously like encouraging people to smoke.
Yeah. And where does the drama happen? Smoking
in
area.
In the smoking area, because that's where it's going off. But Camilla's Jamie, he went to put his cigarette in his mouth and somehow he'd flipped it and he put the burnt side in and he burnt like the whole inside of his mouth. And he was like, bleh. And I just remember finding it so funny because he's so serious and handsome and he really just
I cannot believe Camilla and Jamie came out of that season.
No.
They're just the purest, sweetest, like wholesome, like country family. Like, do you know what I mean? And they're just so normal.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, I can't believe they were even on the show.
But then you've got to remember, her job used to be deactivating bombs in like third world countries.
Yeah, no,
like fair. This woman is like, do you know what I mean? The stuff she's done.
Everyone else is like, I do like corporate. She's like deactivating bombs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And you don't really have anyone like that now. Like, Jamie and Camilla were really interesting characters and they were a bit older as well.
Yeah, yeah. You kind of always get the same sort of people. And you could drink on your series. Or
no,
could you not?
It was like rehab.
Why though? You could smoke.
Do you know why? I think they did on the original series, you can really tell. And I think it got so popular and so big that they didn't want people making mistakes they could never take back.
The shagging,
like when Zara got dethroned as Miss World
that
or whatever it
was. The one of the most mental things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Everyone at home was like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Did that just fucking happen?
That's what I mean.
But I'm kind of sad that they've stopped the smoking. I mean, I understand why they stopped the smoking, but it's like, you know, they're bringing Big Brother back.
Yeah.
I'm like, are they going to be able to smoke?
No, they're
not. Can they drink? You don't think?
Well, the last show I done on X on the Beach, if you wanted to smoke, you could, but you had to go up with two security guards on your own. Smoking on your own, that is just sad.
It's a bit, it's a low point, actually.
Yeah,
yeah,
not even
that.
On your own. With a security guard, you've got to make small talk with. So like you need another fag after that conversation.
I think it's not going to be the same. I get it. But just bring it back.
Yeah.
If you're bringing back Big Brother, you can't make changes.
No.
I don't. Do you think you... Would you go on Big Brother?
Yes.
I think you'd do fucking great on that. 100%.
Yeah.
I'm rooting.
Thank you.
You've done other reality TV.
Yeah.
Is it The Challenge?
Yeah, The Challenge.
Was that your first one you did after Love Island? Or did you do other ones?
Yeah, I think so. Because I remember my agent, Neil, he's here at the moment. Mm-hmm. I got basically cast to do... No, I wanted to do Celebs Go Dating. And I've wanted to do it for ages.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because that was the thing to do then. Mm-hmm. And I got an interview for it. And I didn't get it. I was close, but Olivia Attwood got it.
Right.
My best friend, obviously, came and just shouted all over me. No, I'm joking. She really deserved it at that time. And she smashed it. But then the challenge asked if I'd want to do it.
Yeah.
And Neil was just like, look, I looked at it and it's like all of these massive girls like beating each other up, jumping out of planes. So seriously, they'll give girls a gum shield and a helmet and put a stick in a sand pit and say, whoever has the stick last wins, fight. And you know, you're just like, and I said to Neil, I don't know if I can do it. And he was like, look, let's be honest. Let's really look at this from an objective perspective. You've got absolutely nothing else on the table, right?
Yeah.
No offers whatsoever. So I would just take it.
Right. And you took it.
And I took it.
Did you enjoy it?
Loved it. It was the best show I've ever done.
I can't believe that because the way that's worded, how they do the show, that sounds like hell. But
yeah,
you had
so
a great
scary.
Fucking time.
Yeah.
I'd be there in like little shorts and some like camo and be like...
No, I was. I would always be in like these mad little dresses. I was freezing. I was in Namibia and it's Africa, but I only took dresses. And in the night, everyone would be in like proper like all the gear and I was just anything? In like a little dress. In the end, they bought me like two jumpers. I used to steal clothes off the boys.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
As you should.
Yeah.
My favourite, X on the Beach.
Yeah.
To me, you couldn't pay me enough money to go on that because I don't know what the fuck's coming out of that water and I don't want to know.
Yeah.
There's people on there that's like, you've kissed them on a night out. They're now on X on the Beach for you.
Yeah.
How did you find that?
Better than someone that I'd kissed multiple times.
Yeah, fair. Yeah.
But also really weird. Like the boy that came on, obviously, as my ex, we'd only been on a date. I just about recognised him when he came out the water. I was like, is that one mine? Yeah. Like, he's a lovely boy, but it was like, but no, I think that was better than the prospect of me having an actual, like, serious ex come on.
It sounds traumatic.
Yeah.
Like, genuine. And you know when they come out with force,
yeah,
they're like, you fucking cheat. I'd be like, okay, let's all take a breath,
yeah,
let's all take a minute here, because so when they film it, they're not actually coming out the water, are they? Just coming behind a screen.
Yeah, well, there's like a little a bit like what you'd sunbathe next to on Southend Beach.
Oh right, yeah,
like with your nan, they would come behind that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's so anticlimactic. We're watching it like, who's coming out the water?
I know.
And like, do you have a clue whose ex it is or not?
Not always. I think everyone has an idea of whose exes might come in.
Yeah.
Like I had exes that were meant to come in that got dropped. Stephen Bear was meant to come on. And thank, I think like a couple of days
dropped,
before,
yeah,
they said like it would, I think they just decided it wouldn't be good like mentally for everyone in there. So
anywhere
but
it is. Yeah,
yeah. My biggest fear was always that he would come in. But like barring him, nothing really mattered. It was like bring on whoever
time.
Else because yeah, I think I'd always dated toe rags up until that point. So like most of the boys I'd ever really gone out of in my younger years wouldn't have passed the criminal record checks. So.
Who was on your series that you were on?
So I had Sophie Kassai, right. Joey, Lorena, Letitia, David.
Because Joey, was it Joey and Lorena that were together? Callum Best. He's on every fucking show, isn't he? He loves it. He absolutely loves it. Did you get with anyone?
Did I get with anyone? Yeah. No, I had a little snog with Ashley.
Yes, you should.
Ashley Judo.
Love that.
And like, he's such a lovely boy and it's so annoying because he's got all of the right potential to be someone that I'd want to be with, but that spark just isn't there and
you
it's always the way.
It, and you'll get the ick if you do.
I know, that's the problem.
So was there any like big beef there?
I mean, it did go off a bit. Joey was always having murders with Marissa.
Of course he was, though.
Yeah, like he was having real dramas. Like, but I think after everything that's happened in television, they tried to simmer it down a bit.
Really?
Yeah, but people were like, we drunk so much on that show.
Because that's a show that you're allowed to drink on and it fucking shows.
Like a ton.
When Meghan McKenna went on that show, I was like, fair.
Yeah, no,
she did
aggressive.
Not hold back.
No,
fair play to her. Fair fucking play to her.
Yeah,
that wouldn't be me. But
no, I've never been that angry about something.
I'd be taking Quells and calms. I'll be fine in a minute. Don't worry. It's fine. Would you go on it again?
Oh, for a lot more money.
Yeah,
it was a good show, but honestly, we didn't have a kitchen or a living room. We just had like bedrooms and a pool, and I didn't fancy anyone at all. I used to just wake up in the morning and think, well, let's get started for another ridiculous day. Do you know what I mean? Not one person that I even slightly find attractive.
How long are you in there for?
I was there for 6 weeks. No, so it's like the same eight people for 6 weeks.
No, absolutely not.
And they're all in love. And I'm just like sitting there like, oh.
That's the worst. It's same as Love Island. If you're somewhere where everyone's in love and you're just sat there like,
oh, they're all in these little couples and you've just got to go around third wheeling each one. It's just like, why?
I would drink till... From 8 a.m. That's all I could fucking do. I'd be like, do you know what? Whatever. I can't imagine what do they do like welfare checks on there though?
What do you mean?
You know, on like Love Island, they're like, let's do some welfare checks. Are you okay? Do they do that on X on the Beach?
Oh, what, throughout? Yeah.
I was going to say, they need to.
They've got like a therapist on site and stuff. But I'm sure as well, if an ex had been like really abusive or something, you could let them know and they would make sure that they didn't.
Like, why are they on him?
Oh my God, it's my one. He's got a sledgehammer.
Why is he running towards me? Would you want to do any other reality TV?
I'd love to do SAS.
I think you'd smash SAS.
Yeah, I think so.
You've done the challenge.
Yeah, but the jungle would be the dream for me.
Could you eat kangaroo bollocks?
I will do anything to be a presenter on this morning in a couple of months. So I will eat, I'll eat any sort of animal balls for that. I do think as well, like, I'm very resilient in my mindset. Mm-hmm. So if I can physically do something, I'll give it my all.
Yeah.
And when it comes to eating balls, everyone can eat balls if they want to.
We've all actually been there probably.
Yeah.
So we just haven't swallowed that.
No, but apparently it's when you pierce in the testicle and the semen goes in your mouth.
I'd say it's like a tomato.
Yeah.
And it all goes out.
Yeah, because I spoke to Joey about it years ago and he just said, like, you feel the liquid come out as you pierce.
He did the Australian one, didn't he? The scrotum.
Yeah.
How random. Everyone does the Australian one. Charlotte Crosby did the Australian one.
Oh, no. He done the English one in Australia.
What? No, wait. I swear he did. Or maybe was that Charlotte?
Charlotte done the Australian one, and I think she won.
That's no, you couldn't. But I actually know you could pay me enough, but you couldn't pay me enough.
Oh, what? You wouldn't do the jungle?
Do you know what my thing is, right? Fine, heights, hate that, hate animals, hate showering in a fucking little mountain, whatever. But if I had to eat small portions of food, I will be a bitch. I'll be a horrible, horrible bitch. When I'm hungry, I sit there to my boyfriend, I'm like, you piece of shit. Yeah. And then I eat and I'm like, sorry, I don't know what happened there. Yeah. I actually didn't mean any of that. I'm really sorry. I couldn't do that.
Hanger is an issue.
Hanger is a fucking issue. Fuck that. Celebs go dating,
I would do. Are they still filming that though?
Oh yeah, they are. Still are going they? For it, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm still pathetically single, so.
Bring those views up too, you know, I do have to. They need to, come on.
Yeah, I'm definitely up for celebs go dating anytime. What else is there? I just want something that would really test my resilience.
Yeah, I love that. Me, I'm like, celebs go dating, you're like, SAS. Yeah. Beat the shit out of
crack
me.
Some skulls. Yeah.
What if they, like, because one season, they told Pete to punch a woman in the face?
Yeah, that's my biggest fear.
Would you be like...
Well, to be honest, I think I'd be able to have Pete.
I do agree. I think you can absolutely have him in
so
one.
So if it was him, I'd be like, brilliant. Smaller than most of the women there.
Come on.
You know what I mean? Let's go, Pete. Let's have it. But no, I would be scared to have to fight a man. And that's my biggest fear. I think, I don't know if it was Pete that beat up Camilla, but someone beat up Camilla.
Yeah, I think.
And it was like really traumatic to watch.
Yeah.
But I was talking to Ashley Kane about it the other day, actually. And he went to me, it's only one day you have to fight the men. And I'm like, I know, but... I've only got one face.
Yeah, no, it's so... I'd be like, put that mouth guard in.
Yeah.
Actually, no, I'd be like, aim for the nose. Free NHS nose job. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, straight true. On that. Yeah, I've had one of those.
So what I was going on... You travel vlogs, yeah?
Yeah.
You've been around the fucking planet.
Yeah.
Right?
I've tried.
I've been flying. Get those air miles, darling. Where's your favourite place you've been?
Oh, that's so hard to say, but I would say Los Angeles.
Really?
I just love it there.
I didn't expect that to be your answer.
I love Bali and all the spiritual stuff and all that.
Though.
But when you're in LA, everyone just fucking loves you because you're British. Like, all you have to do is walk in a room and be like, oh, this is such a nice house. Everyone's like, oh my God, you're from London. And they're all like famous rappers.
Do you know
I'm
the
like,
Queen?
I'm like, oh, sometimes I go past Buckingham Palace. But
on your weekends.
Only if I've got a chauffeur.
Is it fake out there or not?
People say it is, but I believe it. I'm so gullible. Yeah. And I think that's why I like it so much. And I honestly enjoy it. Mm. Like, please be fake. I would love to just have a nice little life where everyone you go, everyone tells me what I want to hear.
Because the Sim sisters are moving out there now as well, aren't they? Would you move out there?
Yes.
Would you?
100%. It's hard to get a visa, but I definitely would.
Fuck it. Just try.
That's my dream, to be honest. It's not my dream board.
I think you do, because you lived in Dubai for, not lived in Dubai, but you were out there for quite a long time.
6 months, so I'd say lived, yeah.
Did you like Dubai?
Yes, I did really enjoy it to live there. Yeah. Like there's other places I prefer.
Yeah.
But it is a bit mad in so many ways.
Dubai just doesn't seem real to me.
I just don't have to pay for a lot
just
there.
Just doesn't seem like a real place. Do you know what I'd hate though? The BBLs, because then I'd be like, I am flat. I am horrifically flat.
I did used to look at people and think, oh, should I get a BBL?
Yeah, no, that'd be me. I'd be like, who's paying for it then?
Yeah.
I'm not.
That's what I mean, but honestly, influencers get everything for free there. So I just literally skated by life. Like, even the gym's free.
Fuck off.
Yeah, and even if you're not an influencer, they do have like ladies' nights all the time where girls don't have to pay for their drinks. And it's like, why don't they do that in London?
They should do that in London.
I know.
I might actually go out.
I know, once I'm done trying to change the laws around revenge porn, I'm going to see if I can speak to Rishi about this ladies' night thing.
Once you're done doing that, yeah, I think Rishi would do it.
Yeah.
Dishy Rishi, darling.
Speaking of which, I'm fed up with paying for drinks on a Tuesday. I haven't looked this good to have to pay for
while
drinks,
we're on the
Rishi.
Subject, of women's rights. So what was the thing that you did with frogs?
Okay, so I done something called Cambo.
Worded that awfully, didn't I? Yeah, sound a bit bestiality there.
No.
Yeah. So Cambo.
Yeah. And I did do a YouTube on it, actually.
This is what I fucking watched.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So explain what they do to you.
So basically, the reason I filmed it as well, I didn't think I'd ever be able to put it out there because of cancel culture and stuff. I'm petrified to even breathe, But Fern done it on her show. So I was like, right, Fern's not been cancelled. Kept updating it. Still not cancelled yet. And then I was like, right, I'm going to do it. So basically, I met someone in like the middle of the desert in Dubai at this like retreat where where you were doing like some weird like sound thing where you were like,
is that like Reiki or something like that? When you're like,
honestly, I just think his man was like a cowboy. His name was Diggy, and he would just get all these people out to the desert, and all their cars would get stuck, and you'd just like camp out there and meditate and stuff. But it was actually magical. It was a nice contrast from Dubai.
Oh no, to be fair, it's a bit of peace and quiet. Play.
Well, love actually, no, he'd bang the music on and get out this big fire stick and like thrash it about everywhere. Yeah, he knew what he was doing.
Yeah, he did.
But anyway, so there was one girl there and she had like 6 burns down her arm.
Right.
And I was like, what's that? Because you could see it was like still very raw. Oof. And she was like, I've just done this thing called Cambo.
Right.
So basically, they get frog poison from the Amazon. And it's like the frog secretion from the Amazon. And I think it's used for all different sorts of things in spirituality. But before, tribes would use it because they believed that it brought them luck.
Fair play. I believe them.
Yeah.
Any tribe shit, believe it.
Yeah.
It's worked for them this far. Fair. Well,
what they say is that it goes inside you and it purges all of your emotional blockages. Right. And it sort of helps you let go of a lot of pain that you're holding on to.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, I'm a fucking mess. I'll try anything at this point. Like, I'd burn me. Like, literally, I don't care. So I'm like to the girl, do you know what? Like, I am not in the best place right now. I'm looking for something that would help me along my journey. Let's try the frog. So I took the guy's number and I went to his place in Dubai. So it's just me and him in this little apartment.
I'd have a panic button.
No, he looked fair enough. He had one of those spiritual rugs hanging on the wall.
And there you go. Like, and that's how you know.
Like a couple of Buddhas knocking about. He looked like someone candles. You could trust. And so I'd done a lot of research on it. I watched a lot of YouTubes before I went in there. And basically, he burnt me. I asked to do the foot because obviously, like, I'm a model.
Okay. No fair play.
I'm a model, right? So I've done the foot and he literally got like this incense thing and he set it on fire and he just burned 6 holes into your leg and it did really hurt.
I
was like, this is worrying. And then he puts the frog poison on each hole. And
how does it, what, as in like little spoonful?
Yeah, it looks a bit like Vaseline almost.
Okay,
and
fine.
He puts it on the cut and it goes into the cut.
Does it hurt when that's happening?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
My stomach just flipped thinking about that. Right.
And as soon as it went in, it was the weirdest feeling. It's like you could feel something. And if you look at the video, my body, I don't really remember this, it's sort of going like this, because it's like you could feel it going around your insides.
Gotta go.
And it's like you think you're going to be sick, but for ages it wasn't being sick. And every time I wasn't being sick, he'd put another one on and I was getting really
like,
hot.
Calm down, please.
And I was thinking I'm going to pass out and they're playing this music like, and I'm on my
own
with this geezer and the Dubai and flat. And I'm just thinking like, what have I done? I paid 200 quid and I'm going to die here. But no, after I was just violently sick and then I woke up on his sofa 30 minutes later, had a little nap, Well, they put you to sleep after, because after you're really sick, you need to go to sleep. And don't really know if I got that much benefit from it, but... No, honestly, I do actually feel like I had some form of a spiritual awakening after.
Was it while it was happening or after then? After.
Just more after. I just felt like I started really releasing like past trauma from in my system, like without having to purposely do it. Like people do a lot of like past life regression stuff.
Mm.
Like sometimes I would have times where I just felt energy going through my body. Like they call it a kundalini awakening.
Right.
Most of you probably won't know what it is. And it's quite a strange thing that's spoken about in spiritual terms. And I don't even know if it's real, but I would have these times after where I'd feel energy coming through my body and I would go back to memories in my brain where I'd felt really traumatized at the time. So, but like weird things, like crying on my desk in school because someone didn't want to be my friend anymore. Or just little things, sometimes big, but strange memories that you wouldn't even know.
Right.
And I would just sort of like have the feeling of how I felt at that time and just reframe what that memory meant to me. But that was just like involuntarily after the whole Cambo thing. And I feel like it's probably related, but
Would you do like ayahuasca or anything? Because it's kind of similar vibes.
I would love to, but I'm also scared about cancel culture. I'm not sure how that gets viewed yet. I'm waiting for Fern, if you're watching this, come on.
You do it first and we'll see what happens. I think anything like that, I don't think you'll get cancelled for, purely because you're not saying, go and do it.
Yeah.
Your drug. Like, do you know what I mean? You're just doing like, this is what happened to me. I want to watch someone do it. I'm not fucking doing it. I'm scared
of
sick.
I'd love to do it. And it's a plant, isn't it? Though? No, my only fear is shitting myself in front of everyone.
Love that that's your fear. Fair play.
My only fear, because some people shit themselves.
Listen, I'd be shouting left, right and centre if I was, I wouldn't give a fuck. If I was doing all of that shit, that's my last thing on my mind.
I'm not on it.
Do you not get scared you're going to die though?
Honestly, like, no, I don't know. But like, I've always been a really spiritual person and yeah. I feel like I can tap into things. It's really weird. Like, I just sense guidance sometimes. Mm-hmm. And with plant medicines, I just feel like sometimes you can just look at your whole life differently and you can just reframe things after you do it.
Yeah.
And ayahuasca is meant to be like the biggest one of all and it helps yeah. guide you along your journey. And like, I always need guidance.
It's meant to be fucking, well, it's meant to be hardcore, but it's meant to be so good after.
Yeah.
Because there's people, what is it, like a microdose of mushrooms?
Yeah.
I've heard that's meant to be amazing. Have you done yeah. that?
No, I don't. But the thing is with mushrooms, I think if you were to microdose them every day,
yeah.
I just think they make you so woo that I just wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't get anything done. I'd just be yeah. like this happy person that floats around all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, just happy to be here.
Yeah, yeah. You can't live like that.
To be here.
My mum would come in and be like, you're going to get ready today? And I'd be like, no.
Just having too good of a time. Thank you. No, I'd be too scared. If I saw something, the wall rippling or something, I'd be like, I'm out.
That's what I mean. I've got ADHD as it is. I have to take tablets to help me focus, let alone start taking tablets.
I don't know how they go together. No, I don't know. If that's not on the leaflet either, don't mix mushrooms. No. So I wouldn't have a clue.
No.
Right, more serious matters yeah. here. Obviously, you've got a documentary out, Revenge Porn, ITVX. If you haven't watched it, I'd recommend it because it's actually very good. Not very good. Maybe very good wasn't the right term. No, it was good to watch.
Yeah,
I enjoyed
was.
Watching it. When you, did you know, like, how did the documentary idea come about, basically, is, like, did you get approached?
Yeah. So, first of all, it's called Georgia versus Bear.
Love that.
And a lot of people are using that hashtag. So, if you do watch it, please do.
Hashtag it, darling.
So, as soon as it started, everything happened mm-hmm. and everything came out about the video.
Yeah.
Not when I first found out about it, but when it went viral,
yeah.
I had, like, quite a few people from television companies contacting me to say, look,
yeah.
this has gone mental. Mm-hmm. Like, we've seen how big it is. We really think you should be documenting this process. Like, what's happened between you two is actually unheard of. Like, mm-hmm. there's been a lot of celebrity sex tapes, but never really a high profile one where the woman didn't know
and only
there
fans.
Was a camera there.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, so I knew from the start that it was of interest, but because of the court proceedings, mm-hmm. I couldn't film anything at the time.
Right.
So I also couldn't say anything. So I would have to watch him saying things about me on all his social media channels,
yeah.
indirect or not, it was mm-hmm. still obvious it was about me.
Yeah.
And I had to really hold my tongue. So I think being able to document my thoughts and feelings mm-hmm. throughout those 2 years
yeah.
was really therapeutic, knowing one day I could tell my side.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing as well, because obviously there's two like different extremes to it. But even when I was at school, like people's photos and videos would be released or whatever. And back then it wasn't, revenge porn wasn't a thing. It wasn't like no. a law or anything.
2015.
Yeah. To be fair, that's so recent as yeah. well. Like I can't believe that. So I think it's good now because people don't, I think, realise how detrimental that can be.
Yeah.
Like for people to, obviously it's different, you know, if it's gone around your school, people have seen it. But in your case, it had been on so many different platforms.
Yeah.
I think your documentary, rightly so, has shit people up a little bit.
Yeah.
And as it fucking should,
yeah.
you're sharing anything, what the fuck? But he's gone to jail now.
Yeah.
He's fucked, respectfully, that he's not going to have a good time in there, as he shouldn't. Are you happy with how it went?
Look, I am. Like, I'm never going to jump for joy at the fact that someone I once knew
yeah.
is in a bad place, in a situation which could potentially be dangerous. Because
yeah.
at the end of the day, if you went back a couple of years, I never would have wanted anything bad to happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
But when I have to, like, sometimes when I feel myself maybe getting a bit of guilt, not that I should feel guilt,
yeah, yeah, I get
but I just think it's natural when things are going so well for me, but also there's someone else
person.
That is now getting their karma that they rightfully deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Every now and then you feel a bit like that. And then I will just reprocess all of the shit that I went through, all of the lack of remorse, all of the lack of empathy.
Yeah.
Or I'll watch the documentary and I'll look at myself in the mirror and I'll think, no, fuck that.
And the way he acted during, what suit should I wear? You're yeah. a better woman than me for even having those feelings. I'd be moonying my asshole at his jail window saying, fuck off. Sorry, that was a bit far. But there's his girlfriend at the moment. Obviously, she's stuck by him through it, and she's now doing TikToks, which she's disabled the comments of, because you know what the comments are going to be, saying, you know, come visit my boyfriend in jail with me. What is your opinions on that?
I mean, she also got papped outside of the prison, which we all know is obviously set up.
Yeah, so if you get papped, you've set it up pretty much in a situation like that.
So. Can't say I've never done it, but...
I just need the contacts and I'll do it.
Not to go and see a criminal on the sex offenders register. I probably would rather go under the radar with that. And I just think, obviously, she clearly just does want to be in the spotlight, and she wants to get followers onto her OnlyFans page.
Yeah.
Which she is doing successfully. I don't know. I just think he's a villain, and so is she. I just think they think they enjoy infamy, or they wouldn't encourage it. And then when they're doing things like, you know, it's an unfair trial because the press puts so much out there. Like, you were literally snogging around the corner of the court.
You were licking his arsehole on his Twitter.
You were
should not be concerned
Twitter.
About what's in the press right now. You should be concerned about your Twitter account and his arsehole.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I just think bad people, that they can get followers for a certain amount of time, but there's only so much, you know, there's only so many times that she'll remain relevant. He's in jail now. What are you going to do?
And do you know what? As much as I feel sorry for her, because I do, she met him when she was 21.
I think she's brainwashed.
Yeah, I know he's extremely manipulative, especially when you haven't got anyone else to give you their honest outside opinion.
Yeah.
So I think the reason I was so easily manipulated by him on the challenge is because I didn't have friends or family or any way of sort of escaping just the bubble I was in with him. Mm-hmm. And she's clearly in a bubble because they don't leave that fucking house, right?
No. Well, didn't she write a tweet when this all came out supporting you?
So basically, I done a tweet sort of saying that everything had happened. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this man cannot be allowed to get away with this, when it all first came out. And she replied saying something along the lines of, you should sue him. Girls being with him for clout makes me feel sick, and I'd rather cut my tits off than be with him.
Why are your tits still there then? If that's the case, that's mental. Oh, the tables have turned.
She's actually got new ones since the tweet. So.
Yes, maybe she did cut her tits off.
For him, yeah.
Do you know what? I think you've come out of this as the better person.
Yeah.
And we've all, it's weird because watching Bear back, I remember when he was on Big Brother, I remember finding him so, he was a dick, right? But I remember being like, oh, but it's funny. Like, it's so funny. But I think it's weird when you actually see like, oh, it's not actually an act. It's actually him. Because I just assumed, oh, like, he's probably not like that in person. He's like that in person. Yeah. Like, he's absolutely off the rails.
Yeah, and I did think he would turn up outside court and be a bit more mature. But throughout the process, I've had a couple of things as well. Like, they would put up their porn videos, sometimes the girlfriend would put captions like, I can't believe he filmed this without me knowing.
Fuck,
and that's a hit at me. And when the court case got moved, you can see me really upset in the documentary the day it got moved. The day it got moved, they knew about 2 days before me. So to celebrate, they ordered prisoner jumpsuits off of, I guess, a kid's fancy dress company or something. So it was like orange jumpsuits that said prisoner on it. And they then proceeded to make porn content in the inmate like outfits and put it all over TikTok, Twitter, and also their adult porn pages while I'm at home, like, devastated that my life's just been set back 9 months. So she does like to get involved.
Good luck to you, seriously. It's on site. No, but you've come out the better person. Everyone has now sort of seen it from your point of view as well, which I think before they weren't really seeing it. They probably, you know, like a lot of people, they're thinking, oh, she definitely probably knew about this, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Not a fucking clue.
No.
And yeah, I would encourage everyone to watch the documentary, even if like, you know, even if whatever, you're not interested in shit like that, watch it, because I feel like it's eye-opening.
Yeah.
So yeah, go watch it, ITVX. My next bit, on a more lighter note, is I asked people. Right, so we asked funniest dating stories. Because I feel like there's got to be someone out there that's worse at dating than us, surely.
Oh, and people are going to tell us?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Okay, so. Oh, Jesus. Okay, right. Has this ever happened to you? This seems like a really, like, normal one. First date, got too drunk at his house. We were having sex and I had to get off to be sick. Has that happened to you?
What, she had to leave to be sick?
She literally just hopped off him
and was sick. And then got back on?
I'm assuming so. She seems like a warrior. Fair play to her.
Do you know what? I'll tell you what, that's actually not happened to me.
Really?
Yeah.
But so many people I know have either just thrown, and I'm like, this is not.
Well, you've done that.
No, if I did that, I'd never see him again. I'd be like, you know what? I've got to go home.
Yeah, no, because now your breath stinks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You smell in general.
The romance has gone a little bit there.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
I don't want to kiss him with that breath.
No, I couldn't.
Oh, on holiday in Spain, a date with a Spanish person. Things escalated. We started shagging on the beach. Dog walkers sniffed my ass. I'm assuming they meant the dog, not the dog walkers.
What?
Yeah.
So they shagged on a beach and a dog come over and sniffed their ass while shagging?
Yeah. I think that's the least of their problems as a dog walker.
Where were they? Tenerife?
I'd say so. I'd say really.
Oh, and you're with this strange man that you've just met called like Pablo or something and now you've got a dog up your ass. She probably thought it was him for a second.
I'm sorry, beach sex doesn't appeal to me.
No.
It doesn't appeal to me. First of all, I'm a very paranoid person. I'm going to constantly be looking around.
I've never.
Could you imagine GK Barry flat ass out in Tenerife? It's not what I want. And sand everywhere would fuck me off.
Yeah, like in the crotch.
Sand in my pussy. That would take so long.
Because when you
long.
Come back just from a swim in the sea, there's like a castle down there for me. Like you go to do a wee and you're like, oh my God, I've took half the
it's
beach
like
with
grit.
Me.
I've just exfoliated my vagina basically. Yeah. Yeah, it's horror.
No, I'd be too scared to have sex on the beach.
I agree.
And now.
This is a...
If I'd have got enough offers when I was like 17 in Magaluf, I probably would have gone for
it. I just feel like I'm really frigid. Like I'd be too scared to do that even if I was... You know what I mean?
Private beach in the Bahamas.
Oh, if it was... Listen, get me on there.
Yeah.
Cheeks and all. Right. Oh my God. Okay, we're not doing that one. Jesus Christ. My friend catfished a man who turns out was also catfishing. They met up and it was her uncle.
That's not true.
I was thinking that.
They've made that up. They just want to be on the podcast. I'm not having it.
You're in. I just think, fuck me, it's a 12-parter. I'm not doing that. What? Played mini golf and every time he missed a shot, he would lie down on his tummy. I feel like that's just an
ick. Why would you do that?
I don't know. That's really weird. What the fuck? Oh, no, we're not doing that one. He followed me home on an electric scooter because he wanted me back. That's an ick. Would you date a man that rides an electric scooter?
I mean, if it was leisurely.
Yeah.
Like, or say you were in...
Leisurely.
No, but like, say you're in Dubai and they have these electric scooters or LA. Look, he's popped on a one-off occasion, fine.
He's from Croydon.
But if he's doing it on a daily basis, if he's just like a full-time scooter.
Yeah.
No.
I agree. Area-wise... It matters. If you're rocking about Cambridge on an electric scooter, that's not a thing there, you bike.
Yeah.
It's weird to me.
My dad used to have a scooter in Marbella, right? And when he would like get fed up of everyone in the house and get really stressed out, he would have like what he called a stressed out scoot on this electric scooter. He had like one of the first ones. So I would be like 18 down the port with all my friends, like proper like cool, just got to Marbella. And I just see my dad like going down the port, right? Where all the Porsches and Ferraris are and stuff, just like this. Like not even having a good time,
doing
like stressed, angry, just having a stressed out
That's
scoot.
That's kind of iconic though.
Yeah.
I'm kind of here for
he
that.
Goes, he stressed out scoots to McDonald's and gets a cheeseburger.
Oh, he's living
to
my,
cheer himself
I
up
want
and then he
to
scoots
live that
back.
Life. No, what the fuck?
At least he puts himself first. Like he knows what makes him feel better.
Yeah.
Like I personally just drink a bottle of wine and cry on the floor.
Or maybe four. That's what I
do. Exactly.
And I think that's completely fine, actually.
We should try it scooting, actually. We shouldn't have knocked it.
Yeah, no, fair. We're going to have the scooting community come after
I don't want a boyfriend that scoots.
Yeah, no, fuck him. sorry. My last bit of the pod is I like to ask, what advice would you give me to save Grace? Any advice?
What do you mean?
So... It's called Saving Grace because I need saving. Yeah, there's a lot going on with me. There's a lot of things wrong here. What life advice would you give me to help me out? Can be serious,
if you're that bothered about your flat ass. Yeah. No, I'm just saying.
Straight into this.
It is a problem, right?
And yeah.
I don't think it is. I think it looks great, but you put it up quite a lot.
And it hurts when I sit down. The bones are boning. Yeah.
We don't want to resort to surgery, fillers. All of that can be really dangerous and people can actually die,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
But you can buy padded, right?
Right.
Shorts,
yeah.
But they're actually like a fake ass.
Okay.
So it's like chicken fillet.
Yeah.
But it's a fake bum that you wear on a night out.
All right.
Please try it. But I done it once, right?
Yeah.
I done it and yeah. I was in Nubar and this man was talking to me. And do you know what? Fuck him anyway for touching my ass when he just met me.
Oh no.
But he went like on my bum and I looked at him and he looked at me and I just walked away because he knew that I had a fake ass.
Oh my, do you know what? This is fine because with a boyfriend, it doesn't matter. I can just be like, babe, I'm putting on my padded pants tonight.
Yeah.
No one has to know.
Yeah.
But then I could be cancelled for being a fraud for not having a flat ass as I say I do.
That's true.
Maybe I'll set up my own line of padded pants.
Yeah.
I think this could actually...
I actually think you could do well
there. I have to give you 10% here for coming up with that idea. Fuck. Do you know what? I'm here for that, actually.
Yeah,
thank
I think
you.
It's good.
And thank
welcome.
You for not telling me to get a BBL.
No, I actually wouldn't encourage that.
I would not encourage that.
No,
either.
And to be honest, I don't think they look real. And I look, I'm not knocking anyone that gets them,
yeah.
but they're really, really dangerous. And you can yeah. tell when someone's had one. So you've got to be careful.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Get Grace's pad bum pants. Use Grace 20 for money off.
Yeah. Grace's glue pants.
Grace's glues.
Grace's
Barry's
glutes.
Bunda
you
pants.
Actually could do like a bum workout thing like Charlotte Crosby did as well and you right. could do a before and after
but there's got to be results
no but
with
there would
the bum
be
pads.
If you've done a before and after like bum workout every day yeah
so
just lied
it's all of them on. Are scams anyway
yeah.
all of them are scams
yeah.
anyway thank you for coming on. It's been incredible
yeah
if you've been watching give it a like subscribe if you've been listening give it a follow and a 5-star review say bye bye.